Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
People are delivered. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. Swazi Lamini, yasingenile ke ku the second hour, ngayo I three songs in a row, ngiqale ngo Olani Jwaha, ethi mhlengi wam uMsiya naye wahlabelela kamnandi ethi ayo likhothamela. Ayisimkhumbule namhlanje uMsiya ya uSwazi Dlamini uyena esiphuma ngaye ethi break every chain. Isikhathi ke 22 after 3 usanda kungena, uwamkelekile, usekhaya, thola umfutho, thola uthando la. Njoba ngihlezi ngisho ngithi siyathanda ukuthi umndeni kaRadio Pulpit ukhule. So ngazo zonke ikhathi nje batshele abantu ukuthi sikhona la 24 hours a day. Ngishilo ke ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe ngino Mr. Soli Khalabi.
Thank you,
sir. Mr. Soli.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you, sister?
Ngiyaphila. Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Kubonga mina. Ngithathe ithuba ngibingelela bonke abalaleli ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi JB.
Yes, sis. How are you doing?
Ngiyaphila.
Yes.
Siyabonga ukuthi usivakashele la ekhaya.
It's a pleasure. I couldn't have done it better.
Yebo.
Siyabonga.
Umfundisi uJabu Fakude. Ya uphuma ngale bandleni. Ngicela ulisha mfundisi.
All Winners Church.
All Winners Church.
In Benoni, yes.
Benoni.
Yeah.
Go East Rand.
Yes, definitely.
Go the land of the wise.
Yeah. Yes, you are right.
Yes. Siyakwamukela, ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Hi, sanibonani emakhaya, Jabu Fakude, umfundisi uJabu Fakude here.
Amen.
From All Winners Church, ngithi ngiyanibingelela ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Abuti Soli.
Yebo, awuthi.
Soli Manka Nkhalabi.
Got it right.
Yeah, no, hantle ke Soli Nkhalabi Manka.
Oh,
so
okay.
Nkhalabi is my second name.
Oh.
Then Manka ke sifanisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, so, bring the tagile.
So, yeah. So the confusion about social media because yeah. Ngizibiza ngosoli Nkhalabi. So ngizibiza ngamagama ami kuphela.
Oh, isibonga siko.
No, isibonga siko.
Okay.
Then abantu bacabanga ukuthi no, Nkhalabi isibonga da, isibonga uManka.
Okay. So baga Manka ke kemapedi.
Kemapedi from Limpopo.
Okay.
Zebediel, there's a place called Zebediel Haragwata.
So originally we are from Limpopo.
Originally I'm from Limpopo.
Oh, Abuti Soli.
Yeah. Abuti Soli. Abuti Soli.
Oh, Abuti Soli.
Abuti Soli.
Are you Solomon or are you Soli?
Oh, well, ke Soli.
Oh, okay.
I would love to be Solomon, by the way.
Why Solomon?
I mean, Solomon.
No, I get it. They make it a short version.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Abuti Soli, ngaba briefa kancane ukuthi ubani uSoli kodwa yazi indaba yinhle uma iphuma kumnikazi yena ayikhuluma ngokwakhe ukuthi ungubani uSoli. So ushilo ukuthi originally you are from Limpopo and then ukhulele khona eLimpopo.
Ngikhulele eLimpopo kancane and then later we then moved to Tembisa.
Okay.
Because ugogoma wagcina thenga indlu eTembisa.
Aha.
Yeah, angithi yazi ukuthi abantu abuya emakhaya normally bazoba nendlu ngapha eGauteng.
Yeah.
Then kube nendlu emakhaya futhi. Yeah. So and then ngasithola ukuthi ngisethembisa manje. Yeah.
So nje we out yasekasi.
So ngi out yasekasi, ngikhulele eKasi, primary school eKasi, and ne high primary eKasi, ne high school eKasi. Yeah.
Okay. So uSoli ukhulu ingane njani?
Yeah, the question is, I think I would say ngikhule nje ngingane nje e right nje, you know, esikoleni yenza ama basic ayenza ingane ezinye.
Yeah,
but ukukhula kwami I think enye into futhi ngithanda ukuyihighlight ukuthi umama wami engekho active empilweni yami.
Okay.
Baba wami bengamazi.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so umama wami bekulomuntu lo o beka busy ngento zakho so uzokuthatha kushiye nogogo uhlale nogogo yena
yeah
no rinetsirile mo Gauteng so should be busy somewhere.
Okay.
And then later utlose kongkhono awise ko auntie.
Yeah.
And then later le auntie bacabana ubuyele kongkhono. So so that was the kind of my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving from one place to another. So azanga tlaba le a stable place.
Yeah.
You know, as a child you need a robele a stable place. Motlogolang ko teng.
Mm.
Ka melao e itseng, you know, kube na ma rules o khula ngaphantsi kwawo. Wa bona. Yeah. So that was my upbringing basically. Wa bona.
And as ungumfana, I believe ukuthi bonayo a wish ukuthi kube khona ubaba or a father figure mhlambe empilweni yakho.
Fortunately, that was my wish, but again,
yeah.
I used to look up to my uncle a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom was a citizen. Because remember, my mom don't find ukula ungana a father figure. So any, kushuthi any opportunity oyitholayo.
Yeah.
Ukuthola umuntu o.
Also my father.
O baba tuze nawo.
Yeah.
We then seize the opportunity. Yabo no yaithatha lo opportunity leyo.
Mm.
So fortunately or unfortunately kuzodependa ukuthi lo muntu loyo omthole eduze umthathe kutabe a father figure elifini yakho umuntu onjani.
Yeah.
So if umuntu otize,
mm-hmm.
you then follow whatever into ayenza.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So get dependent. So for example, if Pastor JB at that time, bega around me, so I was gonna look up to him. So he was going to be my father figure at that time, and our pastor. So we are things around the la ongama, ikuchinga ngipayon yung kikarisa ngipayon. Yeah. So that's how it is. Most tola umuntu anomfana. Ustoranje udinga a father figure.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, a father figure, it was my uncle. And I'm using the word unfortunately because Bogu Muntu obaga bega very much active in the events of Kevin. Yabon. Begazi Wolokshin. Yabas Lavantabazi Wolokshin.
Braman.
Braman. Outcherry Kolui fell on a Pramama.
Yeah.
He was one of those. Outcherry TV fell on a Pramama.
Yeah.
As I regret la fun la mamma, I reg.
Yeah.
Wang understand?
Yeah.
So, Nelly and Amtulongor Nelly, father fear. And I used to look up to him a lot.
Mm.
Because Nzerahona Luri later at the P11. Wawan?
Yeah.
So, this is the guy Ulongore. I just. Like I used to look up to him, like when Peguye, Guyongwe into Wongama movement. Ngendlela agqoka khona, ukudla kudlayo, ngendlela ahamba ngakhona, yabo. So yeah.
And then when I know umfundisi uJB, then nahlangana kanjani?
Mina nomfundisi uJB sihlangene recently because now I realized ukuthi uPastor JB he's a good teacher of the word of God.
Yeah.
And he's good when it comes to motivation.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked his vision as a man of God. So, basically, that was cool. And then I'm pulling in a good pastor. I think, umuntu ofana nawe angaba nesandla, angaba ne role edlalayo emajele.
Yeah.
Because as nami bengisejele at one stage in my life, so I transformation yami ngayithola through izwi likaNkulunkulu. So remember usejele. Kunabo pastor ejelas ninto kuthiwa ukuthi prison minister. So wonke amajele I prison minister ivumelekile. So amason different churches nabo pastor abathize they'll go to prisons bayoshumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Yabo. So nami ngazithola ngamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi ngisejele.
Amen.
So mase ngihlangana no pastor JB ngathola ukuthi ama teachings wakhe and nangendlela asikhonakta ngakhona, because remember you can ungafundisa izwi likaNkulunkulu mara uma ungaliphili, then it's a different story. So with him uyalifundisa and uyaliphila. So he's a for me he was a true reflection of how Christ afuna ukuthiphila ngakhona empilweni. So I then said, because of again into engithanda ngayo, he's street smart. His book smart, una wonke ama combination afuneka ukuthi makasasejele amajita bazo relate naye.
Okay.
Because amajita basejele, you must remember, la abantu bakhule election, baganga, they were involved in different kind of things. So there's a way that you need to, there's a certain approach umluze ngayo in order for you ukuze ukhone ukuthi uba wini, uba lahlele ngale mbusini kaNkulunkulu. So those are the characteristics engazibona kuye. And then that's how we linked up, and then saqala I prison ministry eloko medium B prison.
Oh, khona manje nine prison ministry.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And sebenza songo futhi naku Mbono Media House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mfundisi mhlambo ngasitshela ka kancanyana nje ngayo prison ministry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Usoli came to me some time back and then he proposed this idea. I mean, it was his vision. It's something that is very close to his heart. And he loves that. As he said that he was once there himself. Mm. And so now he wants to give a hand to the people that are still in the, because he knows the struggles of the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then he came to me and said, listen, this is my idea. I think maybe you can come in and give a hand into this. And I thought, yeah, why not? I mean, if I can help when it comes to the things of God, why not, you know? So, and then I went, I think the first time was a bit awkward for me because, I've never been there myself by the grace of God because nami ngikhulele lokushini, so I'm not going to claim ngazuthi I was born a born again. I was not born a born again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's something that came in later in my life. So he, as a guy as well, as a young man, elokshini, there are stuff that we did as young men, you know, so that someone else could have ended up in prison. But by God's grace, I never got to be in prison. So it was very awkward when I went there the first time. But then I realized, Uguti, listen, when I got there, it was mostly people of my age, some older, some even the age of my fathers. And but I could see the need in their eyes, the hunger to be rescued, you know, so in their eyes. And I can see with these people, they need help. And the only help that you can give them is hope and the word of God, of course, you know. So direct them to the cross and let them know Jesus. And only to find Uguti Vele, they have been evangelized too. You know, somebody has planted the seed. So I just came in to water what somebody has already planted, but to emphasize on the cross and the work of Jesus Christ. And then on top of that, to give them that hope in life, to say that this is not the end. It does not matter what your card, what years are there in your card. If you carry yourself well, you will see the light of the day at the end of everything else. So that's basically how e-prison ministry started. And and he's very passionate. I mean, I think I found my passion through Usoli as well, because of the passion that he has for prison ministry. And yeah, so now we're enjoying it. That's all I can say. We're enjoying it. I think we love it when we go see the guys. We speak in the language of their guys, you know. So it's not like I come there and then ngibanikeza something that is very awkward to them and I cannot relate. So I speak in the language that they understand. Most of them, obviously, the language is not kind of like a Christian kind of language. So you need to come to their level and don't speak over their heads, you know. So that is one thing that I think, as Usoli said, that I relate to them in that way because I am from Elokshini, so I know how to speak the Elokshini culture kind of thing. So it works much better. And I can share Jesus in that platform as well with them and then show them that you don't have to, for you to know Jesus, you don't have to have a different kind of language. You can know him in the language that you speak. And then let Jesus do the cleaning.
Amen.
He's gonna be the one that does the cleaning for you. But come as you are, as the scripture tells us, that you come as you are. Don't think that you will go and wash yourself first and then come in later and then thinking that I'll receive Jesus once I'm cleaned. No, that's not how it works. You come as you are with your mouth as dirty as it is and with all the language that you speak, but receive Christ and he will do wonders for you.
And you know, most yama prisoners bayam lalelo Radio Pulpit into yang mangaza, because all the time si thola ama letters thola umuntu abhalila abhalela bahle.
That's nice.
Though abanye thola baya off ramp nje kodwa nje sithanda ukuthi at least siyakwazi ukuthi sixhumane nabo and then sibanikeze isupport esingakwazi ukubanikeza yona, even nothando, ngoba I think uma umuntu engaphakathi iyona into ayidingayo kakhulu. And then Butsoli,
yebo,
Mengicheka your biography or la ukhuluma khona ngejeni yakho ungaphakathi ungaphakathi yes u achieve a lot and kuye kwangimangaza kakhulu lokho ukuthi okay most of the time abantu uma bengaphakathi like over stressed you know cabanga izinto eziningi ukuthi hey yabona ngoba manje sengenza lokho nalokho ngingaphandle and but wena kuye kwahluka and then i focus yakho wayithatha wayibeka encwadini so engithanda ukuunderstand la ukuthi kanjani as I'm saying ukuthi mongaphakathi uyacabanga ukuthi ngoba nginabo baby ngoba ngiyasebenza ngoba ngihamba ngeimoto yabana all those things so wena wenze kanjani ukuthi i focus yakho ibe la
it's not busy nomva kancane so before bang sentence ngihleli 2 years and 8 months awaiting trial so awaiting trial it means you remain in custody and we attend the case
we are caught
yeah so I couldn't qualify for a bail because of the nature of the crime so a trial because ngifuna ukuza kule question ngibuzana a trial kule 8 months engihleli at one stage ngisithole sengine group ebese sikhuleka ngayo a trial
okay
so mase sikhuleka because of kunabanye abafethu ababuya abane background e Christianity probably babuya you know background okubeni baba kumfundisi noma makhuya so things njalo so those are the guys abasilila ngomthandazo then abanye abakwazi ukuhlabelela bahlabelela so mina bengiba yi MC bengirana ama program
okay.
At the same time bekuyimi ngi arrange amanye amaselo ukuthi siye kuyo siyothandaza but as le team le besenza ngakhona so one thing we knew ukuthi besingathandazela ukuphuma besithandazela nje impilo ukuthi i change but obviously at the back of our minds because besasebancane izwini besingalanda besingaqondi kahle izwi we thought ukuthi but eventually masenza kanje uNkulunkulu uzoba nomusa singathola igwebe eziningi
sithole
nje ezincane
yabo
it didn't happen so ngathola 15 years sengihlele 2 years 8 months so mangifika ejele already besingina this zest yokufuna uNkulunkulu ukufuna ukwazi more ngoNkulunkulu
yabona
because I've never experienced uNkulunkulu I've never been in a situation where ngimamela izwi mangibona ngiyashunyayezela ngifundela izwi kaNkulunkulu
yes
and then kula malanga lawa bengasicabanga isikole ukukhuluma iqiniso that's why whatever I achieve behind bars I always give glory to God because for me bengacabanga lot so kwafika umunye upastor makafika upastor bakafika and then wasifundisa ukuthi uJesu simamukela kanjani
yeah
as our Lord and personal savior not as part of history
yeah
oba singam receive njengabantu bam receive kuma textbook they just know they should the bamukela uJesu as if it's part of history as if uMandela or whosoever yabona or should wasifunisa ukuthi this is how we need to position ourselves kuze uNkulunkulu akukhona ukuthi asebenze empilweni zethu number 1 number 2 wasifunisa ukuthi mase singamandla kaNkulunkulu there are things that we need to abstain from
yeah
gangsterism as you know with the majele kugcwele gangsterism 26 28 ref 4 ref 5 all these things
no and so when you're not part of a gang
no I was not part of a gangster especially because ngibambele uJesu nyonkosi nomsindisi kwaba lula for me to abstain because now I would live my life according to what God says in his word so mina ithemba lambe kuibhayibheli because bengingathuli visit ejele ejele abantu bathola ama visit abantu bavakashelwa abalethola izinto abantu balethola amateki amasha izinto eziningi ezini so mina I was one of those guys bengingathuli visit in fact most people bang write off because most ejele if ungathuli visit abantu bathi wena we ho so uyophumela laphi into ezinjalo
yeah
and in that journey then I lost both of my parents in that journey so it was worse but I kept on reading the word of God so ithemba lambe kuyiza uNkulunkulu so mangifuna imotivation mangifuna noma yini ngiya ezwini yabona so siwaqala saba nenkonzo saba nama session and then that's where now uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami ngibonisa ukuthi no isikolo it's something engakusebenze and that's why I went to school yabona I thought it's important because I don't take the glory with no mina ngabona kangcono kunabanye abantu there should be something eyangenza ukuthi ngi change how I see things which was the word of God and I always be grateful to God what he did in my life
yeah
then fast forward ngaqala ngaye esikoleni ukuya esikoleni was not easy because wakumele ngiqale from grade 10 grade 10 11 12 ngiseje.
So ungene usese young.
Yeah, ngene ngisase ya.
Ungakaqedi nesikole.
I mean ngidrop out ngindaba obugebengu ngisase ngaphansi.
Yeah.
You know, nginga drop out ngayekela isikole. I didn't even see e value education at that time.
Because bobamba imali.
I mean besitshontsha senze yonke lento le. Yonke into besitshontsha, sitshontsha imoto, sayjack imoto, besenze yonke into ekhohlakela. But now here's the thing, mangicela ukwamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. Sengibona izinto differently. And also I saw need to, now I need to, you know, to skill myself. I need to go to school. Then grade 10, 11, 12. And even in that journey, because I remember I went to look at my notes. Because that's not my textbook. So in textbook, I told you, I went to 72 pages.
You copy the whole textbook.
I copy the whole textbook. Yeah. Because when I was going to put me in. You understand?
Yeah.
I copy the whole textbook. But we used to spend more time in the Word of God. And we used to spend more time screaming as well. And we see group nyan. And I'm not a spare, I was slag, I want to, you know, Yasin Gumas sick as our shili, ah, we party, ah, I pay me the Wenzala, look something upon. Because I want to understand the power of God, you know. Shouldn't we change in Pilo Mount? I change like I change.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I experienced. And then fast forward, I'm actually grade 12, yeah. Into the passimetric, the C5, espale ama because the police say UNISA, and into UNISA, I have many nurses. So in nurses they were saying, more pale 6 subject, in one sitting, or pastor wong, then we qualify for a loan.
Yeah.
Then I qualified for a loan. Then I enrolled for BA in philosophy, politics, and economics. I majored in economics, philosophy, as a second major.
Wow.
And then I have an initial diploma in human resources management. Then I kept on going and also. Teacher, I'm grade 12 and EBIT level 4 in
Kona
ngaphakathi.
Wow, you know, so
ngumusa kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah, umusa kaNkulunkulu ngempela.
Go ahead. I think the word is simple. I wanted to quote this scripture for him quickly.
Yeah.
That's Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So cursed is everyone who hanged on the tree, you know. So it's simply, it's self-explanatory. It simply means that he became a curse at the tree, at the cross. So Usoli has got no curse in his life anymore, you know. So as soon as he receives Christ, everything that he went to jail for, it was placed on Christ.
Yeah.
It went to the cross because now the Bible tells us that he needs to repent of his sins. You know, 1 John 1:9, if you repent of your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So now when he received Christ, yes, he has to do the time, unfortunately, because as much as Christ takes away the sins, he does not take the punishment that comes with the committing of the crime. You know, exactly.
Yes.
So he has to do the time, but he is a sinless man that is doing time.
Yeah.
Because the sin that he came in with has already been withdrawn by Christ, has been cleansed by his blood. So that curse, everything that he has said, good, I used to be this boy, I used to be that boy. When he received Christ, Christ takes it away. He says something very interesting to say that Unkulunkulu changed his heart. The Bible tells us that the hand of the king is in the heart of the king is in the hand of God.
Yeah.
So he turns it any way he likes. That's God. So God can take away the heart of stone and plant in a heart of flesh.
True.
We see it in the life of Usoli. You know, so this is the Bible coming to life. You know, the Word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. This is the example of it. To say, ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakhulumi manga. When he said that, I will change the heart. I will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. This is exactly what he has done. And so, siyambonga uNkulunkulu for Usoli. You know, there is still a lot that uNkulunkulu is going to do in his life. He has not even started to do the work in this gentleman's life.
And mfundisi mina ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi emabandleni siyakwazi ukuthi sibamukele ngoba kuba nzima uma umuntu aphuma ngaphakathi ejele and then azohlangana ne community.
Yes.
Because abanye ngithi ba understand ukuthi what was happening engaphakathi.
Yes.
And then noma esho ukuthi ngishintshile ngimamukela uChrist njengomsindisi bathi hayi lo uyabona ufuna nje ukuthi simamukele uyabona ayikho abaningi bayasho ukuthi umuntu maphume ejele akashintshi uyohlezi enjalo. So I'm happy ukuthi nikhona ningabafundisi. Ukuthi no sizobathatha and then sizobamukela and then sizobabonisa uthando and then siba guide and then sihambe nabo kulendlela. So Butsoli, ngibonile even those young guys uyabavakashela.
Yeah.
Yes, you've been there and you know ukuthi ngaphakathi kunjani. 15 years. Is 15 years egcwele or it's 7?
No, no. It's 7 years, 6 months. You have,
oh, 7 years.
So I'm coming a parole, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. So, labantwana, bona bacabanga ukuthi kukhulu bayasho ngithi it's cool ukubhema insango, it's cool ukucala njengezinto ezincane, kodwa bangazi ukuthi uma mhlawumbe isikhathi siloku sihamba kuzokwenzakalani. That is why abanye bagcina bangena kuma drugs and then mose ungenile kuma drugs kubanzima because now you need more money. And then mhlawumbe umuntu athi okay, I think it's better ukuthi ngihijack imoto or ngitshontshele abantu izinto ezinjalo. As nawe umuntu okuwukuthi ngizwile indaba yakho ukuthi wena wabona kumalume ukuthi okay kanti kuphilwa kanje and then wagcina nawe ungenile kulobugebengu, you are hijacking cars, armed robbery. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngoba unecebo ngempilo yakho wathi hayi wena ngizokuvalela la ngizokubheka wena and then mawuphuma ukwazi ukuthi uyokhuluma with those young guys. So esikhathini esiningi uma unabo nixoxa bathinda abafana.
No, no, siyaxoxa siyabonisa because you see sometimes mawuxoxa nabantu abantu abaningi bangabu Thomas, so ngiyokhuluma ngento ongazanga uy experience.
Yes,
so mangikhuluma nge experience and in ample, I need to be careful how I share my experience.
Yeah.
Because at some point I don't want to be like glorify a crime.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
Glorify uNkulunkulu in the whole situation. Yes. They don't have to buy a jail. They can still receive Jesus Christ. So our message is very simple. God can change your life in total, meaning completely. You know. And also, our initiative first one is that we don't just say Google can do this and that. We try by all means to put together initiatives.
Yeah.
Like as we speak now, Sine Business Summit, which is taking place on the 2nd of April.
Wow.
This 2nd of April.
Yeah.
It is there on Facebook and Zogla now we share with that one by support. So, since I'm initiative, I'm a business seminar, business workshop, you know, so that lay youth, let's see tons, see fundies, see. But for you, I'm going to just go to this, but also now more opportunities.
Yeah.
Because you know, what I've realized, Duguti, once over in the kingdom of God, there are opportunities that comes with being in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that you can access until you go to this. I can tell you now, it can only rehabilitate you because it's a number of rehabilitation programs.
Mm.
But the transformation, if you're going to go.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to have a man to but no one can have a program now, but still my boy, they relapse.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because why? Because I have a unkulunkulu.
Yes.
Umuntu unkulunkulu yafuneka empilweni yakhe.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's
because
powerful.
God is the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one or was it ukuthi melesiye kuphe, and he's the one osinikeza ama gift. He's the one who's calling us. So wonke umuntu uyamdinga unkulunkulu. So now, my business seminar, wait, as fishy.
Yeah.
Pastor JB, he said something, Guti. So, Lilento would sit a man upstairs or Sky Daddy it's, or nature.
Yeah.
We have to say, Unkulunkulu, same business, same one straight.
Yes. I think I've been a master.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to say, Bamba Ganani, Gumelen Genze Ganje. I started Ike for Ganani, Sizobuya, and Vengualuk. Okay, it's now. Plus minus 10 minutes. Lo 10 minutes mhlawumbe singawusebenzisa uma ngibuya. Uthanda ukuthi ukhulume naye umfundisi uFakude noButsoli. Ngizoyivulela incingo ku 0123341322 noma uthumele umyalezo wakho nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
012-334-1322, 012-333-8699, o Magayotandu Kulumala, Brasoli, kanye nomfundisi o JB Fakude. Sinemzuzu embala mzalani, so if uthanda ukukhuluma nabo, akube ukuthi ushaya manje, noma uthumele i-voice note, 082-657-2729. So, Butsoli, ngoba in the past bo ngqondo kulento zama hijacking and whatever.
Kakhulu futhi.
Yes. So uma kwamanje mhlawumbe unga-advise abantu abadrivayo ukuthi iziphi izinto okumele bayiqaphele uku-avoid a hijacking, ungathini kubona?
Let me be honest with you. You know, somebody was a question last week, why I'm going to get some advice with how to avoid this. And I said, like, we are going to Tina Masakula, but I was telling you, Gomele Saicha Kabelung. So Tini Kaime to Yonke.
Yeah.
Besides the Belung in, because I was telling you, Tabelung, you know, Aba sends the Woody Sibel Sime schools or Slupeg when Basale Masabas, but feed Angie.
Yeah.
One that tells you with the information it's key.
Yeah.
But feeding information. So you was feeling hatred. And no good spegabelung in Angie.
Yeah.
So in Gatis Chinchi Lamanj. And unfortunately, Ang Sungo Monto Pegama YouTube would say crimes or Anja. I don't have time for that. You know, I consume only Zinto Ezis or Eda Ivelu.
Yeah.
To what I'm trying to achieve. You know, anything that speaks to personal development, these things are better. You go YouTube and these things are funda. So, go and zima to advise about to go to. The only thing I'm advising you guys about to go to, just temba ungulungu. That's the advice I'm giving you guys. Go to, but first, I say go to hijack, I'm going to go to I'm going to
Sindis. Yeah. Okay.
His solution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because remember, abanye abantu buza because mina ngikangekudala. So I don't know ukuthi manje kwenzakalani, wabona. I'm no longer in that space where ngikhona ukubona ukuthi sekwenzwa kanjani, kwenza kanjani. And besides,
yeah.
Besides, I'm no longer that person.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm a new being, you know, in Christ.
A new creation.
Yes. So ndoza kudala ngisazikhumbula. Pastor JB once said to me ukuthi mina umuntu bafika athi uyakhumbula bese senza sonke into angisakhumbula.
No, but most of the time I'm sakhumbuli vele.
Yeah,
things have passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
Kudlulile. Oko ukuthi usafunda that chapter okwakhe
lo. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
And when we get this kind of platforms.
Yeah.
Ukubonisa abantu uNkulunkulu angayitshintsha impilo yakho. Probably usendlini lapha usebenzi, dala ungasebenzi, kunezinto eziningi that you are going through. So thina njengathi sizosakubona ukuthi thina sangena emajele.
Isikhathi
eside.
Nafunda.
Sasinda kuma gangsterism kuyagwazana abantu bayafa kunama sickness yonke into. Masiphuma besingana nendawo zokuhlala. Angibengana nendawo yokuhlala mangiphuma. Baba inkinga uNkulunkulu wange yabona. So ngestory sami that tells you good. Now we see Mr. Kulukula has changed.
Yeah.
So, we know 7 years and so we know who's bulala nyana. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So we just share this testimony so good. No, Kulukula can change your life.
Yes.
You be patient. Because now I had to be patient. Ukuluma nam mkanyang pume 2012 September.
Sure.
Ukuluma nam 2022.
Yeah.
On March.
And ibo nga kabango kuti uzobe uhlelila
on this and abantu abantu bathi ha uzobe eletshele
hey
ngaphandle ngaphandle kuyafiwa ngaphandle ngekulunge ngebhayibheli whatever like mina ngazi mina ithemba lami kuNkulunkulu So that's the message nga ninge zaba.
Okay, Asiye Laguma, WhatsApp, Ubongani, the author, uti, we don't lack role models. The question is, what type of a role model we looking up to? Okay, wapinda futhi wathumele any message. I think la ukhuluma ngale yandaba labe sikhuluma khona ngokuthi you need a father figure and yonke lento. Okay, uti, we celebrate you, my brother, and the miraculous, glorious working power of God. What a testimony. You did your time. Now going forward, or going forward is using you in this time and season to convert all those who listen to you. Uti rise, brother. Okay, le aksione yet okay, lofuna something else. Asizwe la I voice note.
Asibingelele nkosazana, asibingelele abefundisi bethu lapho nabalaleli be radio pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lithokotisa. Manje ke lokuphenduka kuba kumnandi kakhulu uma umuntu usethola iparola le noma athole noloshwele loya bese ubuya ngaphansi ephendukile. Kuba mnandi kakhulu. Omunye ubaba waphuthola iparola waphuma wabuya la ngaphandle wezwa ukuthi kuyacashwa kwenye ishopo laphayane kwikhemisti. Waya khona bamcasha vele ungamzwela loya baba. Bamcasha loya baba wasebenze bamfaka la kustoko la ukuthi nguye lodwa ocontrol istoko landi istoko alethe la ishopo. Manje ubaba wavula ibhizinisi yakhe eceleni khona la. Lo baba kwabona ukuthi wasengibuyela umuva la. Wathi awuthi kwabala mathulusi wakhe lele maphilisi okwawabala wabala wonke. Bamthuma ngakusasa thambo yothatha amabhokisi lapha endlini. Waya luba wafika wahlephuna la ebhokisini. Uma ebuya walibekanyana laphayana lokho mnumzana. Wathi hayi woza siwabale, ngiwabalile phela ngiyawazi. Wabala thola ukuthi ashoda, wathi ashoda, shoda six. Ngibiza amaphoyisa. Ubaba uthi hayi ngixolele mnumzana. Manje uyabona ke le ndaba leyo izibanzima kakhulu. Athi ngikucoshe noma ngibize amaphoyisa. Athi hayi ngcono ngicoshe mnumzana. Uyabona ke manje ke kuhle ukuthi manje uma sesiphenduka sibe singabaphenduli ngempela. Khani bami kuzo.
Kalimambo, kalimambo, siyabonga, siyabonga. Mfundisi, silalele futhi enye la i voice note.
Sanibonani sisitahle, sanibonani imama dwala ne Heidelberg Rathanda. Hey, ngilalele abafundisi, molweni bafundisi bami. Ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu ngiyanibulisa. Ngizwa kahle. Namlane eRathanda nginondo. Mntana sisi wami naye, uyahlupha yazi. Last week Thursday. Ushawo umphakathi wacisha ukumbulala. Batholakele ngezinto bezijontshile. So uyalidinga naye usizo kakhulu. Uyalidinga kakhulu usizo naye. Ngiyathemba ukuthi uma angakhuluma nani butsoli uzosizakala. UNkulunkulu uzomsiza. Ngiyacela bazalwane, ngiyacela. Ngiyacela. Naye uke wavalelwa nje kaningi. Ngiyacela nje. Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngathi angisiza nisize nabanye. Ngiyabonga.
Okay.
Ngikhona la nami eRathanda. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu, ngiyambonga. Ngiyathemba ukuthi uma angakhuluma nani pastor angaba right. Ngiyabonga.
Okay ma, siyabonga kakhulu. Nizowashiya ngithi ama number mhlawumbe abantu uma bethanda ukukhuluma nani and then libone ukuthi ningabasiza kanjani. Plus iRathanda se Israel ne?
Is it in Mpumalanga or something? I'm not sure.
Rathanda, I think it's next to Heidelberg.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, no. Angikho shoke lapho.
I think so.
Sikuphi. Mara ayikunankinga, angisho ucingo lukhona.
Yes.
So, sizoshiya ucingo lethu and then bazosithinta wherever, whenever. And then sizokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nabo and then sibone ukuthi singasiza kuphi nathi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, uPastor Mondli Dlamini uthi the story is better told by those who traveled it. Uti, God can change your life. Thank you, Brother Soli. And omunye la uti, I love and appreciate the show, especially Soli and the pastor. Uti inspirational. Ulandolin Maketa. Ya ube tumele futhi na lagu Facebook. Uti sisibahle, what an awesome session with Pastor Soli. I hope my mom is listening, as we have a family member. We are believing God to save. And then Maureen Lana uti, good day bahle and your guests. God is faithful. For some reason, every time I watch the news and see all that is happening and perpetrators being arrested, I always say it's okay for them to be arrested. Prison ministry is waiting for them. God has a plan, and he never fails. Glory be to God alone. Uzandi Zwani uti, the God of second chances. Powerful testimony, Brasoli. Okay, Tingbono Gutsinga Lago, Facebook Ugu Kona Futi Ogunya. Yeah, okay, ngathi sengiyifundile yonke imyalezo. Okay, umam Landolin Maketa naye ngiyacabanga ukuthi unenkinga efana neyaka mama loyana wase Ratanda. Yeah, okay, tingiye la elayinini. Sawubona, dumela semoyeni. Sawubona.
Hello.
Hello. Ngiyaphila, wena unjani ma? Oh, upresene efonini. Oh, sisizo music. Okay, uzophinda ufone futhi ne ma? Yeah, I don't know ukuthi kunento ayipressile la engekho right. Okay, I hope my mom Agnes Bakis is listening. She needs to know ukuthi there is hope for ex-convict. Okay, kusho ukuthi ke umama la the wayechaza ngakhona kune family member
okuthi, yeah.
No, I think we ex-convict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seka ngaphandle, but ngiyacabanga ukuthi impilo yakhe ayikahlangani.
Oh, yeah, you are right, you are right. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Tisipuyele futhi la elayinini, sawubona dumela.
Hello, ma.
Hello, mama.
Ngiyabonga ukuzwa ubufakazi. Lo bufakazi lobu bungibeka ekutheni ngingene, bese ngiyasho ukuthi manje lo bhuti lo okhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsize kangakanani, kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe ibingekho ngaphandle, kodwa phakathi wayithola. Singumndeni, ngathi cishe umndeni wethu so omningi uye waphelela ngaphakathi. Ma uphuma, uphuma nezwangeli. Thina esithole izwangeli ngaphandle, nabo basifake izwangeli. Lelo zwangeli lelo liyasukumeza langaphakathi, ngoba mabafika bayalifaka basasefresha. Ngisho masebalifakile, then thina masingena siye emasontweni liyasihlukumeza, ngoba baphinde bakhumbule le zinto babezenze, kodwa sebakhohlwa lo Kristu Jesu owabasiza ukuthi bahlale eNkosini. Ngakho siyambonga umfowethu yena ozohlala eNkosini, kodwa-ke angakhohlwa ukwazisa abanye ukuthi nangabe bokungasiwuye noJesu ngaba ngicedanga imfundo yami ukuthi bekangivulela izindlela ukuthi ngiyofunda ngaphakathi. INkosi yamsamaye ibusise. Nobaba, ngiyabonga ukuthi manje abe yimfundiso okhotho kangaka. Yes.
Sikuzwa kahle mama, and into ishoyo i-profound kakhulu ukuthi kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe beyingekho ngaphandle, uyithole ngaphakathi. Yebo, wow, that's powerful. Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Kunomhlabelelo othi I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Yes.
So bukwindlela ongathi sonke singathatha le ndlela kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngoba sibheka la, kanti yena uyibeke kwenye indawo, bese ngoba umamukele usabe ukuhamba le ndlela yakhe.
Wow. God bless you, mama. fly.
First time ngingena sithi bahle.
Mama?
Inkosi kwenze kahle. Ngiyaqala ukungena.
Ah. Siyakwamukela ungene every Sunday kusukela manje.
Ngiyabonga. Nawu sengikhulile ke.
Okay, thank you mama.
Ngilalela ngikhalela ngithi inkosi kanti why ungayeni?
Ungangena, hayi naku songenile ke namhlanje.
Ngiyenze bawo.
Amen.
Ngikusebenzele. Ngiyabonga ba.
Ngibonga thina mama. All right, Utsiri Monkwe, Utsi, powerful testimony. I met Brother Soli in person. He is a very humble man of God. I lapho ngiyakufakazela nami esithi uthi he's a businessman who makes a difference in the lives of many people and inspiration to many. Ubangani the author uthi he looks good futhi yazi lo but hey but Soli yamuzwa uthi
No.
Uthi lo but he looks good. Hey, iqiniso lelo. Uthi ngimbonile
ngugezana.
Yes, uthi uJesu uyagezana. Yazi siyambongisa ubafo. Uthi ndlondlobala. Ehhe. Eish, isikhathi sethu yabani sona esinomona bafundisi, sona esinomona. So, brief nje kwamanje wenzani uSoli?
Okay, kwamanje sikhona lapha kumbono media.
Mm-hmm.
And also kakhulu ngifuna ukuencourage abantu ukuthi nge second ka April, please check my Facebook uzoyibona iposter, sine business seminar.
Mm-hmm.
That business seminar leya ine shuti uNkulunkulu khona kuyo.
Yeah.
Ufuna ukuchange izimo zabantu abaningi.
Yes.
So they cannot miss that that opportunity to be part of the Ekurhuleni Business Summit.
Okay.
Yeah, into sifokase kuyo manje.
Wonke umuntu angeza.
Wonke umuntu angeza. Ama details akhona ku poster.
Yeah, and then bazoxhumana nawe futhi. Yeah, uzowashiya ama number ngithi.
Uzowashiya ama
number. Okay, mfundisi in closing.
In closing, sisi, I just want to say these few words because ngithema ngimamela I can pick up a common problem nabantu abaningi like the first ubaba lo esimameli voice over yakhe ukhala ngokuthi a guy bamcasha aqeda ukuphuma nani and then nomama naye wakhala ngokuthi umfana uphumile but makabuya ngaphandle and then umtholile uJesu ngaphakathi but then somehow they get to lose it mabafika la ngaphandle.
Yeah,
so this well amagama wami oku-encourage ukuthi izwi lapha ku-Romans 12 verse 2 it tells us ukuthi we are not supposed to conform to the things of the world but we need to transform.
Yeah.
So we need to do a transformation by the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
So a lot of people that's where they lack. They receive Christ and then somehow they get left at the door.
Yeah.
You know, so they never got to walk into the kingdom, but they receive him at the cross and then they think they have done it all.
Yeah.
That is just the entrance to the kingdom. You know, the cross is the entrance to the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then now the renewing of the mind has to come so that you don't lose the seed. You protect the seed because now you have received something that is fragile. You are still a baby. You are new. You need to be cleaned up, you need your pampers needs to be changed and be fed and everything else. So what I'm saying ukuthi people need to babe patient nabantu abaqeda ukwamukela uJesu, abantu abaqeda ukuphuma emajele, but make sure ukuthi labo bantu labo baba feed ngezwi all the time and then they keep on encouraging them into the things of God and plant them at the church because most of them baphuma ku ministry inside but ngaphandle they don't have a word based church.
Yeah.
So they need a word based church.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm encouraging people ukuthi ama families open the doors to these people. No, sometimes they come back kuma families abangamazi uJesu. So it becomes a problem. But if your family knows Jesus and then you are an ex-con, you come back, let the family plant you as a church elazi uNkulunkulu elifundisa izwi likaNkulunkulu so that nawe izinto ophila impilo iphilayo ngaphandle ukwazi ukuthi uphile impilo ehambisana noJesu nesiphambano. So my last words nje ukuthi I encourage people to constantly speak about the word of God and don't shy away ukuthi ubani kwenzakaleni in prison, and then how do you need help today moving forward? Because even my brother Usoli here, if he did not renew his mind, he would have fallen back to the very same things that he used to do.
True.
But it comes with the renewing of the mind.
Yes.
Nyabonga, sis.
Wow. Sis Naomi, the pleasant one, Mbamba, uti some ex-offenders teaches us uti God's plan are higher than us. Okay, ukhayele to Malum Prince Ngwenya uti indoda emadodeni, I learned so much in this man. UNkulunkulu aqhubeke ayandisele ayivulele neyinhlanhla akwande Mr. Nkhalabi. Thank you so much. Sicela icontact yakho, ba contacta kuphi?
All right. Facebook Usoli Nkhalabi, even Instagram and Twitter, and then in number
083-697-9815.
Instagram Jabu Fagude, and my telephone number is 082-467-9821. And yeah, same WhatsApp as well. You can WhatsApp me on the very same number.
Okay.
And then we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabo.
I'll kubeke lihambe ivangeli, Brasoli, kubeka. Uyazini, fly.
Thank you,
fly higher. Yes, abantu babone ukuthi oku impossible kubantu kuNkulunkulu
kuphosible.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you. Isikhathi ke sithi 12 after 4 o'clock, singenile ku the last hour. Ku last hour ngizobe ngino Mr. Joe Phalwani. Namuhla ke sithi dream big, fly high, and then sizobuka ukuthi how to achieve high flying success, especially now as sibhekane with ngathi nje global and personal crisis. So sizoy discuss ake le ndaba naye until 5 o'clock. Lingasuka iphondo lakho, alihlale lapho ku AM 657. Nango ke u Alvin Slaughter uthi there is power in the name of Jesus.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.